It's a Wednesday evening in the Glacier Room at the University of Alaska Southeast. Outreach coordinator Sue Reyes is hosting an off-to-college event for prospective students. Turnout isn't great, but she's not discouraged.
Three or four, some with parents, some by themselves, and, you know, maybe just a parent come in.
She visits the local high schools every week, and she and her colleagues also attend college conferences around Alaska and the Northwest.
That's really been like an initiative for us, is just to do a little bit more recruiting events and getting with our community to just let them know that UAS is here and we're here to help.
Overall, enrollment at UAS is down more than 3% from last year. That's not bad considering it's the smallest campus in the UA system. At Anchorage and Fairbanks, enrollment has declined even more. UAS Chancellor Rick Caulfield presented more numbers for this school year at a Juneau Chamber of Commerce luncheon last week.
Our first-time students, including our freshman students, but also others coming back for the very first time, are up by 10%.
One of the things Caulfield highlighted was the fact that enrollment in career and technical programs went up 19% for UAS this year. That's classes like nurse aid training, heavy machinery and diesel mechanics for mining, and marine transportation. Caulfield said the increase is thanks in part to stepped-up recruitment and a 25% tuition decrease for some classes that the UA Board of Regents approved last year. It took effect for the first time this fall.
Of course, we're going to look closely to make sure that it's accomplishing what we want it to do, which was to encourage more young people to look at career and technical education career opportunities here in Southeast Alaska.
The discount reduces tuition for a $200 per credit class to $150 per credit. It applies on a course-by-course basis to about 50 programs and more than 300 classes across the university system. Overall, the number of people enrolled in these courses at UAS is still small, less than 70 students. Caulfield says he hopes to see that number grow over time, especially as they work to increase the pipeline between high school and campus.
The more we can build a relationship with the high schools, so that even high school students can earn college credits and have the benefit of that 25% tuition reduction while they're still in high school and they're already on a pathway into a college program before they graduate high school.
He says they're also looking outside Alaska to students enrolled in community colleges in the Pacific Northwest who may want the chance to study fisheries and marine biology in an environment that offers hands-on research experience.
We're working hard on the outreach. We're working hard to help them understand, you know, what's available at UAS and what's special about what we offer, and it's paying off, so we're excited about that.
Caulfield said they have a budget request to hire an additional recruiter for next year. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.